Around this time of year, we hear certain Bible accounts read over and over again. And this is one of the most famous. It's taken from the very beginning of Luke's gospel. And it's all about the birth of Jesus. And it says this, while they were there in Bethlehem, the time came for the baby to be born. And Mary gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And we heard all about that in great detail earlier. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth to people on whom his favor rests." Then the angels left them, and they went into heaven, and the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. I have a question for you, my friends. Have you ever been given a gift that you did not treasure? Has that ever occurred to you? It happens as you get older, kids. You get strange gifts. One year, from a relative who didn't think very much of me, I got given a dressing gown. Ooh, nice, you might think. But as I unwrapped this dressing gown, I thought, it doesn't smell very fresh. It doesn't have that straight out of Marks and Spencer whiff that I like to have off a dressing gown. And as I pulled it on and tried it on for size, I noticed that the sleeves were already rolled up. And someone said, "I think she might have already been wearing that." And then someone else said, "See if there's any tissues in the pockets." And there were. Not a gift to treasure. In fact, I'm always very careful opening my Christmas presents now. But some gifts you treasure. Some gifts you look after and you want to keep them forever and ever. And this line that I read at the very end of the little reading, Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. That word in Greek for treasured is terio. It means to put something in a very special place and always look after it. And for Mary, this wasn't physical things, apart from, of course, our Lord Jesus. Her gifts included wonderful things that God gave her, that God told her, that God promised her. For example, the angels appeared to her and said, "Blessed are you who are highly favored. You have been chosen. You've been chosen by God for something remarkable, to be the place where heaven touches earth." Isn't that incredible? And would you gasp if I told you today that every single one of you in this room has that same offer? That same offer of something wonderful, that same promise of something wonderful from God. You can be a place where heaven touches earth. Every single person who is a follower of Christ has reached out and accepted all of the good things he offers. And the very first thing that you have to do when you accept the good gifts of God is to share them with the world. To literally be a place where heaven touches earth. It's a wonderful encouragement for anyone who has reached out to Jesus and said, "Be my Lord and Savior." But if you haven't, this is a great gift that can be yours. It's something that Mary treasured. Another thing that she treasured was this. The front row seat while God was doing things. It is remarkable to have a religious experience. When I was a minister in Norwich, I said to the congregation, which numbered about 300, I said, how many of you believe in Jesus and are followers of Jesus because you heard a brilliant argument? The most wonderful argument you've ever heard. And you thought, do you know what? I have been convinced. All of this makes logical sense. I will become a follower of Jesus. And in all those people, six people put their hands up. And they did that thing where you put your hand up and think, maybe I shouldn't have done. They kind of went, oh. But of course they should have done. How lovely that they found Jesus that way. I then asked, how many of you have become followers of Jesus because you believe you've met him? Because you believe you've encountered him? Because you've had a spiritual experience where Jesus Christ has made himself real to you? You've had that kind of experience that John Wesley had when he said, all of a sudden I felt strangely warmed. And nearly all the rest of the hands went up. It is wonderful to encounter God. And Mary encountered God time and time and time again. You can't beat a front row seat. I took my friend Rosemary to see the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. And do you know what? The tickets were cheap, because I'm a bit of a cheapskate. That's probably why I get rubbish dressing gowns. And it said restricted view. And when Rosemary and I got our seats, there was a pillar about eight times the size of this, and our seats were pressed against it. I honestly couldn't see round it for the life of me. I couldn't see a thing. And this wonderful woman, she walked along, and I heard her go, "That is disgraceful!" And I turned around, and there she was, looking lovely and all filled with finery. And she said, "Have they honestly given you those seats?" So I put on my sad face. I said, "Yes, they have. It was our special evening out as well." And she said, "Well, I've paid for a box. Come and sit with us." Marvelous stuff. So I had a front row seat. You can't beat it. God offers the same to Mary. He offers the same to every one of you. God is real. He's doing things. His arms are open wide. He says, come and be with me as these things happen. The offer is there for everyone as well as Mary. She treasured that thing. And sometimes we get a timely reminder. We get a reminder that things aren't quite what they seem. Jesus grew up. He was 12 years old. Mary and his stepdad, Joseph, lost him in a big trip to Jerusalem. They found him in the temple, and Mary was cross. And in this moment that Mary was cross, you realize something. She had started to make everything normal again. She had started, perhaps deep in her heart, to wish that her and Joseph and Jesus were just a normal family. So she goes up to Jesus and she gets it very wrong. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." Jesus replied, "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" Mary makes a fundamental error. She says, "Me and your dad were looking for you." Jesus, in love, but very clearly says, "That is not my dad. I am in my father's house." Sorry, Mary, your life isn't normal. Sorry, Mary, you are bound up in things of heaven and otherness and glory beyond what you can imagine. Sometimes just being normal sounds great. Jesus says, "I'm sorry. You're never going to have that, Mary." And what does it say straight after? It says she did not understand what he was saying to them, but his mother treasured, that same word again, all these things in her heart. The Lord says, I believe to everyone, you're chosen. The Lord says, you can be right there in the midst of what I am doing. I'm real. I'm not just a vague, esoteric idea. He says that when you are chosen and when you answer that call, your life changes. It is never the same again. And when you treasure those precious things, when good things happen, when bad things happen, no matter what life throws at you, you discover that these are indeed great gifts from God, not just to Mary, but to every one of us.